teller to pull a report of how much I'd spent with that particular airline over the previous 6 months. It was almost $50,000. She also pointed out that we spent more with this airline than any of our other vendors except one. It was a big number, and it felt personal. I'm a small business, and that $50,000 is my money. Unlike the typical corporate traveler with an expense account in a corporate travel department, this money came out of my back pocket. Right then and there, I resolved I would never do business with this airline again, even if it cost me more to fly with other airlines, unless there was absolutely no other choice. Breaking up was hard to do, though. This airline generally had lower fares and more flights from my city. I had preferred status with the airline, so on any new airline, I would have to start all over, meaning waiting in lines and getting bad seats. But I was resolved to see my boycott through. It has been a year since that incident, and though in some cases it has been inconvenient on my end, they have not received another dime from me. The case for managing customer experience. This story is something to which most people who have the occasion to travel can relate, and it is an example of how influential experience is on buying decisions. It's a reality check. Every touch point, every time you or someone in your company engages a customer, it creates an experience, something they remember. When people have positive emotional experiences, it anchors them to your brand, your product or service, and to you. When they have a negative experience, they tend to vote with their feet and their wallets and head straight to your competitors. The focus on delivering great customer experiences is not new. Walt Disney, for example, made experience the foundation of Disneyland. For him, Disneyland was a stage and the employees its cast members. His drive was to deliver an experience so powerful the memory lasted a lifetime. I have those memories, and it's likely you do too. It is this focus on experience that has kept Disneyland and Disney World from looking the same as their myriad competitors to consumers. While Disney's competitors have more thrilling high-tech rides, and trust me, I'm a theme park junkie, Disney creates an emotional connection with its patrons that is unparalleled. In the late 1990s, a movement toward customer experience began in earnest. Dozens of books were written, studies commissioned, and academics from Harvard and other well-known institutions began writing papers on the value of customer experience. They cited great business-to-consumer, or B2C companies like Disney, the Ritz-Carlton, Rainforest Cafe, and Nordstrom, among other well-known brands. Over the last decade, we have witnessed a new generation of companies including Amazon, Apple, Starbucks, and Zappos, all of whom embrace customer experience as a core business focus. Today, the customer experience drum beats louder. The emergence and amalgamation of social media and technology that keeps us online and in touch 24 hours a day has created an environment unique in human experience. We live in the age of transparency. Customers have the ability to find anything about you, your product, service, company, and competitors in an instant with minimal effort. Often, they know more about your products and services than you do. Additionally, to the consternation of many business leaders, they have the ability to easily tell others how they feel about their experience with you through many social channels. At the same time, people are quite literally overwhelmed with information. Smartphones, smart TVs, tablets, laptops, cars, and even smart refrigerators stream data from millions of sites and channels in an unending 24/7, 365 flow of information. In this environment, people have become numb to advertising and traditional marketing. In the age of transparency, their trust in traditional advertising messages has waned, while their trust in opinions of friends, bloggers, and online comments and postings of those they consider reliable sources of influence has increased. This has put advocacy, referrals, and personal recommendations on a new pedestal of importance. Gaining customers and growing your business through referrals is the least expensive marketing channel there is. Prospects and customers who come to you through referrals are more qualified, more likely to buy, and more likely to stick around for the long term. This is not news to anyone. Referrals have always been an important source of leads. What is important to understand, though, is that fewer leads will come to you and your business from traditional outbound marketing and advertising in the future, and more will come via recommendations from customers who become your advocates. Customer experience is